It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am Anita, and I have Olivia here with me, who's always here with me. I've got to start saying it a different way, because it sounds as though you're coming in as a guest. But you are not a guest, you're always here.
I'm happy to be here.
You're the happy to be here. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm happy to be here as well. It's always good to be in a great spot, which is where we are today. And we have a lot of good tips to talk about today.
Yes, we do. It's always good to kind of circle back, review our notes, and prepare for our next trip.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, one of the things, too, about travel is that a lot of times we focus on some of the things like making sure that we get something that's within budget, airfares that are great, hotels that are in the perfect spot, what attractions am I going to go to? But there are some other things that we need to take into consideration as well that is a big part of travel that ensures that your trip or your vacation or your getaway is going to be one that's comfortable, one that you really enjoy and that's memorable, and you come back saying, hey, I had a great time. And in some of these cases, two of tips we're going to talk about, maybe also too that you come back healthy as well.
Absolutely. I feel like the topics we're covering today, somehow we haven't really touched on that much before. So I'm excited to review these notes. And like you said, I think they can help people feel more comfortable while they travel, feel better while they travel. And also, one particular topic, learn a bit more about the places that they're visiting.
Exactly. Definitely learn a little bit more. And that is talking about like culture and how to be culturally sensitive when you're going to places where the culture may be a little bit different from what your normal everyday experience is. So absolutely. But let's start off a little bit, though, talking about maybe some health and beauty tips. And I know maybe the guys listening are probably kind of rolling their eyes thinking, what does that have to do with me? But I think some of these tips really go across the board. So it's not really something for females, something for men. It's something that is really great for everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the things we're talking about, of course, are just little things you can touch up to, you know, maybe soften the blow of a long travel day or a frustrating day at the airport.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I want to start with hair, because I'm going to tell you that is one of the things that a lot of times I want to, especially if I'm going and I'm going right to the airport from home and then from the airport when I arrive to maybe a vacation rental or a hotel, and it's maybe late at night and no one's going to see me. Hey, I sometimes want to put like a hat on or either a scarf on. And that's kind of the, I guess, maybe the side of me wanting to protect the way that I look, maybe, or something like that. But it's also a good habit because it also protects your hair, especially to wear a fashionable scarf.
Yeah, you can spice it up with a scarf. My grandma also packed scarves to tie to her luggage so that she could pick them out immediately in the baggage carousel.
Yeah.
So she always had scarves aplenty.
Well, scarves aplenty, then you can just use it then during your flight, or even if you're riding in a car, because you can get that messy hair kind of look. But if you have a scarf to tie around, it looks fashionable, it looks stylish, and you're protecting your hair from kind of that rubbing against the back of the seat kind of thing that can happen, and that could actually break your hair.
Right. And another thing that you can do while you're wearing the scarf or without it is protect your hair. We talk about how long flights and even just long travel days can kind of dehydrate you.
Mm.
You know, sitting for that long, probably eating a bunch of salty food.
Or having drinks too. Alcohol, yes, can make you dehydrated.
Yes, and that can affect your hair as well. So one thing that you can do is maybe apply some balm or oil to your hair and leave it in there with that scarf and take advantage of that time you have just sitting still. You know, you're not really able to do much on your flight or maybe on a long car ride. So take advantage of it and luxuriate.
That is absolutely true. It's a good time to kind of take advantage of those kinds of things. And, you know, also, too, it's another way to kind of take care of maybe that luxurious kind of thing that you want to do for yourself. It's if you want to relax and luxuriate while you fly, pick up some cucumber iPads. Those are really good. Refrigerate them before your flight. And there are all these little cases out there now that can help keep things cold that you could use for, you know, like transporting juices and ice and things like that. But in this case, you could use them to transport your iPads. And those kind of things really help with puffiness, especially on a long flight.
Absolutely. And another product that I hadn't heard much about before were hair sheets that kind of work like blotting paper. So if your hair maybe gets oily, or even if it has a lot of static, you can kind of use that on your hair. And it actually leaves behind a nice shine, too.
It does double duty. I love a double duty kind of product as well. Now, today we're talking about lots of different tips, and we've started off with great travel beauty tips. And we're sharing some great things that we've experienced and things that we've researched and learned a little bit about that we're ready to try. So what else, Olivia? I mean, some more things that kind of help us arrive beautiful and kind of keep us refreshed.
Yes, as we just talked about, you know, maybe one thing you can do before your trip to kind of prepare is reduce your salt intake a couple days before your long flight. And that will help reduce the risk of puffiness and swelling. And this may be something, you know, you don't really have to worry about if you're going on vacation. You know, a lot of people, who cares? You're just there to have fun. But maybe if you have a business conference to go to,
right,
a big presentation to make and you want to look your best, might be something to consider.
Absolutely. I definitely like that. You know, drinking lots of water before a flight, it's just kind of a good thing to do, just, you know, to make that a habit. And even with road trips, and I know that means maybe more stops for potty breaks or that kind of thing too, but you want to stay hydrated when you're traveling, whichever mode of transportation
yes.
it is.
And that can go a long way in several different directions, you know, not just about looking better, but feeling better too. I think it can really help your mood.
Yes, absolutely. Now, here's a tip, too, that I really have always done, and that is not wearing makeup, or at least not wearing your full makeup, maybe just a little foundation on your face for ladies, but not wearing, like, full makeup, and just allowing yourself to kind of be free of makeup during a long flight, because the air on the airplane can cause your skin to become irritated because of the dryness, and it may reduce the effectiveness anyway of the makeup, so just kind of not wear makeup. And that way, too, if you fall asleep or, you know, if you, you know, want to kind of just kind of relax and touch your face and that kind of thing, you're not worried about makeup coming off and getting all over everything.
Yes. And for people I know who do wear a lot of makeup on a day-to-day basis, they don't want to waste it. It is expensive.
Exactly.
You know, so you don't want to waste a full face.
Exactly. No need to, because again, you know, your seat buddy or whoever's sitting across from you probably is not paying that much attention to how your makeup's looking anyway. And while we're talking about makeup for ladies, pack makeup wipes to cleanse your face after a long flight too. Those are coming really, really handy, because you can also do that on a long flight. You can use those to maybe just kind of cleanse your face and just keep refreshed throughout the flight.
Right, even if you're not wearing makeup.
Yeah, exactly. And they have kind of a calming sensation anyway.
Yeah, some of them come with a nice scent to them, or they're very, you know, gentle to your skin. And I know one thing that I feel after a long day of travel is I just want to go home and take a shower, you know, a long shower to feel clean. And so that's one way to feel a little bit cleaner right away.
Exactly. Just kind of keeping your face, because I know there are some destinations or some places where you go that it might be a little bit more dirtiness in the air and that kind of thing, because I've gone to some destinations and I'll come back to the hotel room and I'll wash my face and I'm just amazed with how much dust and dirt has accumulated on my face. So those little wipes are good to just maybe keep in your purse as well, keeping your backpack, and have those available just to refresh yourself while you're out and about touring.
That is a great idea, especially if you're going somewhere maybe like the desert, mm-hmm. you're going to be spending a lot of time outside. Good idea.
And what's some other ones? Because I know there's some things too that, again, that can go with both sex, either male or female.
Right. Well, another thing we talked about earlier was drinking alcohol during your flight may help you feel better, but it also may further dehydrate you. So make sure you're keeping track of your water intake as well. Like we said, that can help in a lot of different ways, but it can also help your complexion if, you know, your appearance is something that you are concerned about when you land.
Absolutely. Another good thing, too, in talking about keeping yourself hydrated from the outside, you can pick up some of those antibacterial face mists that dermatologists and surgeons and people like that also say are good for you to have. Just kind of spritz yourself a little bit, too. throughout the flight or throughout the road trip, just to kind of keep yourself hydrated from the outside. So from the outside to the inside, not only the inside to the outside.
Right. And some of those you can also spray on your chair and on your tray table to just kind of kill some germs.
Exactly. I love that, on the seat and tray table. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We've come down to the end of this segment. I mean, we are moving fast through this topic here, Olivia. So we have more great things to talk about, more great tips. When we come back, we'll share those with you. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, another great place where you can go. These tips can help even for that. Because when you're going down there, you want to make sure that you're looking nice, staying healthy, staying hydrated when you go down there, because it can be hot down on the coast. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. This is Travel Bags with Anita, and we'll be back in a moment.
I just want to stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes.